the living word. And I promise you, Satan is nothing like that at all. God said, I didn't say it, God said it. In 1 John chapter, who's got a Bible? Who's got a phone on them? Find me in 1 John, I think it's chapter 4. It's either 4 or 5. Greater is he that is in you than he's in the world. And whoever gets it, just read it off here for me.
1 John 4:4.
Yep, read it.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Now look, I didn't write that. I'm not being arrogant. God said, we got it all over Satan. He said, if you just resist the devil, if all you do is resist him, he will flee from you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. He's called the God of this world. Satan said he was already judged, number one. Jesus said, Satan is already judged. By the way, I think this is real important. I'm going to put a little advertisement on here. I think Darby Bybee said this. This Saturday, what do we do? Set our clocks back. Spring forward, fall behind. So we always have a big joke. One of the times that somebody comes in late or somebody comes in early, I don't remember what it is, but we'll be coming in here later, won't we? You're going to get an extra hour of sleep. That should make people just lift up their hands and say, I lift my hands up unto thy name. You know, we just had to get in there and fool around with it. God made certain things a certain way, and now we're going to fix it for God. Well, I don't know. Does anybody know what I was saying? Greater is he that is in you, see, than he that's in the world. Now, see, I didn't say that, but I try every day to live it. I really try to live that every day. I tell people, I'm not going to get sick just because you're sick, and I'm not going to be broke just because you're broke. Because the word tells me, my God, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, will supply all of my needs, whatever needs I have, health, money, whatever, according to his riches. See, let's put the emphasis on the words in that sentence. My God shall supply all my needs according to what he has, not to what I have. What does he have? Well, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all of those that dwell therein. That's every demon, every angel. They were all created by God. See, God was not created. And I'm just going to confess you, I don't completely understand that, but I sure believe it, okay? I don't understand how that, my mind cannot comprehend that. And maybe when we get our heavenly bodies. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Maybe we'll understand that better. But there ain't nobody like God. And I guarantee you, Satan's not. Satan is the God of this world. Satan is the tempter. All he can do with you, I'm going to name these three things off. Then we're going to go over a few Bible scriptures. And does anybody need prayer again right now? Anybody at all need prayer? Okay. All right. Better look out. The Holy Ghost will show me, and I'll call you out. Won't I, Brenda? You hate when I do that? I didn't think you did. There are three things that God and God alone is, and nobody else is, and Satan is not. There are three things that God is and Satan is not. One of them is this. God is omnipresent. That means God can be anywhere he wants to be. He can be in multiple places all over the world, answering, giving visitation to. But Satan can't do that. There's not a verse in the Bible that says, Satan can do that. Can you put up Jeremiah 23 and 20, verse 24 for me? Mike, thank you for keeping up with me. Can anyone hide from me in a secret place? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and all the earth, says the Lord? Now, we have to ask ourselves, are we just following somebody and we don't believe him? Because we're not going to, how can we possibly get everything out of our salvation, our gift that he gave us? We've got to know the word. We've got to know who we are and what belongs to us. And I began to do that many years ago. I didn't do it because I was a preacher. I just did it because I was a son. I was just a believer. And I just began to take God at his word as much as I could. And I believe that. And I'm saying this again. That word is omnipresent. Omnipotent, that's all-powerful. Omnipresent means to be in all places at the same time. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3. Can you give us that, Mike? Thank you, and God bless you. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. He's watching everywhere, folks. He's watching everywhere. This is who loves you. This is who gave his only begotten son for you. And it's high time we hear it enough that it resounds in our ears that we know we got more power than the devil. R.W. Shambach used to say that. He used to say, you got more power than the devil. See, the first time that was said to me, I believed it. And then I worked on my belief. Now, as the boy with the father with the demoniac boy, Jesus said, now look, don't put this on me. If you believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Now, here's a prayer that you can pray. That father said, I do believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. See, some of these things, you don't just get in. Some people believe them easier than others. I had nothing to lose. I was so cold and hungry growing up in Chicago without a dad. Just my mom doing the best she could. I had nothing to lose to believe, just to believe God and take him at his promises, because man does not live by bread alone. See, you can't have the right house, the right food, the right car, and that's all there is to it. You can still be empty. You can be very empty. You can be suicidal. We've seen it. Man lives by every word. See it. What are you eating? What is your diet? That proceeds out of the mouth of God. Peter said this. As newborn babies, he said this to baby Christians, earnestly desire the sincere milk of the word so that you can grow. That word sincere has to do with that colostrum that animals have. Cows have it. Moms have it. And when they get that, it has antibodies and good things in it that helps a baby to grow, whatever kind of baby it is. Earnestly desire the sincere milk of the word. You're doing great, Isaiah. Thank you, son. I'm going to give you a dollar after service. What do you think? You went. I knew I was going to get something out of this. See me after service. Okay? You don't have change for 100, do you? No, I'm just kidding. I've got a dollar for you. Okay, what God is and what Satan is not, God is omnipresent. Look at Psalm, give us Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Mike? I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. There are hundreds of verses like this that talk about the fact that God is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Now, let's talk about another one. I mentioned it in that song. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, come up here with me, girls. Come on up here with me. Let's get that in our spirit just for a moment. Bring your microphones. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. That's good. I'm going to harmonize with you now. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. You might as well worship. You might as well worship because it's part of the service. Let's try it again. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thy presence, there's healing to find. No one power can save, Lord, but thou. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. Move, girls. Omnipotent. The next thing we're looking at, there's three attributes that we're going to look at of God. This doesn't even begin. God is omnipotent. The word omnipotent means all powerful. Don't even insult your intelligence to think that Satan is all-powerful, because he is not. And the one that is, he said that you and me, we're running this show down here until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords comes back into Earth's atmosphere, sets his feet down on the Mount of Olives. It says when he comes, he will destroy the Antichrist just with the brightness of his coming. He's coming back. Ain't nothing can stop it. Ain't nothing can slow it down. Ain't nothing can speed it up. He is coming back. God said it. I believe it. That's good enough for me. And he alone is all powerful. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are all powerful. They don't even have a match, anything close. They don't even have a good sparring partner on earth. They are all powerful. Satan is not. Satan cannot be everywhere at once. Satan is not all powerful. I'm painting the true picture of who Satan truly is. What is he? He is somebody that talks to people at a weak moment, like what he did with Eve, like what he did with David at times, and many others. He catches them at a wrong moment. He gives them wrong information and gets people to do wrong things. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. You need to know something about your Savior. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be there with you. You're going to be there with me. The things that you see me do, John chapter 15, you're going to do. And you're going to do greater things than I do because I go to be with the Father. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago on an old rugged cross, Jesus went to be with the Father. The angels looked at the 500 people and said, why do you stand here gazing up at the sky? He'll be coming back. He's coming back. He said, and if I go away, I'm coming back. And he said, I'm not coming back for trees and bushes and birds. I'm coming back for you and you and you, all of us. He's coming back for us. He will literally destroy the Antichrist, will be die at the brightness of his coming. He will set his feet down on the Mount of Olives, and he will establish a 1,000-year reign of mankind and him at the head. And what about the things he hadn't even told us about that we're going to be doing? I believe that people that are faithful and they give themselves to being with God and knowing God now, you'll rule over a city, maybe even a nation under God. But there's nobody like God. And I'm not through preaching this here. I'm just winding up. And let me tell you something. There's one other thing that we're going to mention. Omniscient. That word means all-knowing. God is all-knowing. Jeremiah chapter 17, he just gives us a little taste of what he's talking about, where he says this here. Man's heart's really messed up. Who can know it? He says, and he said in Jeremiah 17, I know man's heart better than man knows his own heart. And that's just that Satan doesn't. Satan is not all-knowing. In the book of Job, in some of the chapters, when God began to put Job in his place, he said, where were you when I created the hail? Where were you when I split the lands this way and that way? And he began to ask him one question after another question after another question. Let me tell you something. God is all-knowing. I can tell you one thing that he knows that we don't know. He knows where the Garden of Eden is. Still on this earth. Do you realize that? The Garden of Eden is still on this earth. You can't find it. Why can't you find it? Because there are cherubs, huge, mighty, warrior-like, angelic beings that are guarding the entrance, and you can't get in there right now. That's going to be opened up again. Stretch your hands toward these girls. God wants to make these girls ministers of the gospel. He wants to make them where they can move in the Holy Spirit. Mary and Millie and Larry, come up here. Kelly, I want you to lay hands on these girls. I want you to pray for these girls as quickly as you can. Then we're going to take communion and go home. These girls, what we're going to put in these girls, we're going to all put in each one of you that will let us. Somebody pray. Pray, Kelly. Hold a microphone up, Cortland. Right there for her.
Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you for these girls, God, and we thank you for the amazing calling that you have on their life. And God, I just thank you right now, Lord, that that calling is unfolding, God, right before all of us. And we thank you, Lord, and we thank you that they walk in that calling freely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Give that to Mother. Mom, pray your best prayer for these girls. We're drenching these girls with the calling of God.
Father, I just pray for all three of these girls, Father, that you help them, Father. They're not living the life that I lived at their age. They're at this present time at their age. Father, help them, Father. Help them turn away from sin and things that are going on that are not of you, Father. Have them to know the wisdom of knowing good from bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mary, take the microphone. You pray for these girls. You know how important this is, Mary.
Father, I just thank you for these girls, Lord. I thank you that they've chose, Father God, to be here. They've chose, Father, to walk in your calling. And I thank you from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that your touch, everything, Lord God, that they touch will turn to gold, Father, because of their obedience, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, that these little girls will be a light in the school and people will see the Jesus that they've taken out of the school, Lord. They'll see Jesus within these girls, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. You can all be seated. Girls, kind of sit together in case we need you again. I'm going to share this with you. I'm just one person. I have no desire to be like the other 65 churches in Logan, in this city. I have no desire to be like what there already is plenty of. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to anybody. I believe in all the churches, but I want to be a part of something different. I want to be a part of something powerful. Every Wednesday night, we've chosen to look at our hearts and take communion. And I'm going to give you a moment right now to make an altar where you are or come to the altar. We're about to take communion.